I ride with the pole. Here you go.
Okay.
I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth. Watch it swerving. That whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy. Fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli. I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits. I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Like, this shit for, like, you know, the sophisticated ratchet hoe, you know. The ones that go to work by day, then, you know, dance in the mirror by night.
Ha! I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerve, and that whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas?
What's your name?
Get the fuck out the spot, nigga.
Fuck.
Trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up a couple mil on my pound.
Yeah, what's shaking, everybody? Good night, America, but we are not going to bed. It is the weekend. It wouldn't be right if we ain't delve into, you know, what's popping with the NBA right now. I just want to say to kick it off, you know, it's two donuts up on the Miami Heat right now, but the job is not finished. We are not satisfied. We still got two more W's that we're going to get over the Miami Heat before, you know what I'm saying, we're really going to begin to turn up and, you know, celebrate. We ain't really worried about being up two donut on them right now, but I tell y'all what, if any Miami Heat fan is tapped in right now, if you want to call in and tell me or try to convince me on how your team can come back and possibly win, I would love to entertain that argument. But you tapped in with Matty Yams and Street Fighter right now. The Come On Somebody podcast, it is late into the night, but we still are going to give y'all some good shit to bop out to. So, Street Fighter, what's up, man? What's going on?
Not much, man, not much. You know, always have to be on here after Lakers dub. It's always a beautiful day. Beautiful night, even.
You damn right. You damn right. All right, but before we tap into the Lakers getting up on the Heat, you know, last night, it seems to be a whole lot of hateration, you know, in this dancery. You got the king that got everybody in their feelings. You tagged me in something on Facebook a couple of days ago, and, you know, when I read it, I honestly wasn't surprised. The only thing that I kind of took issue with was that Kyrie, like, Kevin Durant has been your teammate since, you know, last summer. You've had ample opportunity to come out and make comments, you know, bigging up KD, giving him all his flowers and stuff.
Yeah.
But the timing of these comments is why you got a lot of people that's coming at you, like Kendrick Perkins, that called you a bona fide hater. Who in the hell else were you taking shots? Could you have been taking shots at with them comments that you made? Talking about for the first time in your career, you're actually able to look at a motherfucker, you know, in Kevin Durant and actually say, like, damn, like, he can get the same shot I can get. He can make, you know, plays the same way I can make plays. He's just as clutch as I am. So you're pretty much, you know what I'm saying, implying that you'll have no issue deferring to Kevin Durant. But it just, you know, amazes me that one thing that LeBron can say, and he definitely, you know what I'm saying, returned some shots when he said that the reason why him and AD work is because, you know, it ain't no jealousy. Everybody knows they roll, you know. It just amazes me that, you know, you try to come and recant on your IG talking about, you know, the media is trying to, you know, make headlines. The media is trying to, you know, create, you know, some kind of tension amongst brothers and all that, and then had the nerve to sit there and said that if he wanted to name somebody, he had no problem doing it. I said, bruh, come on now, get that hate out your heart. What, you mad? You mad because the reason why you asked to get out of Cleveland was because you were apparent, like, you were allegedly sick of being, you know, under LeBron's shadow, and you wanted to prove that you could be that guy. Well, you had ample opportunity to prove that you were that guy, the thing about it is that you are a hell of a talent, and many people would look at you as one of the elite players in the league. I don't think many people would question it. But you're not who you think you are is the only thing I take issue with them comments and the timing of these comments. Come on, bro. Get that hate out your heart. Street Fighter, it's on you, man. I ain't going to try to wild out on Kyrie too much. But, you know, we definitely got to address the elephant in the room with that.
Yo, Kyrie, dog. I don't want to say I was a fan because I'm still a fan of the talent. But you've been tripping for a minute. And you know what LeBron had to say about it? Nothing. The worst thing before today LeBron had to say was, I tried to give the kid everything. And to an extent, like, I understood it for a while. I'm not going to lie. In the beginning, I kind of understood why Kyrie was feeling disrespected. Because they was asking Kyrie some reckless questions. Like, for instance, me and you both would have felt some type of way. Like, I don't even have the best relationship with my dad, but we still would have felt some type of way if they would ask us, you know, how do you feel having LeBron as like a father figure on the team? It's like, whoa, hold on. He is a great player, but we are teammates. That's not my dad. Calm down. That's fair. They was asking you some reckless stuff. But what did LeBron say to that? LeBron ain't had nothing to do with that. LeBron got perks in Cleveland. LeBron got drafted in Cleveland and brought them to the finals. You mad you didn't get them same perks? You didn't do them same things. Kyrie, you didn't bring Cleveland to the playoffs. All you brought Cleveland was Tristan Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, and homie who's not
lottery
no more.
Picks.
Yeah, like, look, dog, you're trying to. Ain't nobody. LeBron didn't do nothing to you. Blame Dan Gilbert. Why don't you say something about him? You ain't got nothing negative to say about Dan Gilbert? You ain't got no side shots to shoot at Dan Gilbert? You ain't got no shots to shoot at the Celtics organization for doing Isaiah Thomas how they did him? Because it's crazy. That's really actually kind of wild. They did Isaiah Thomas like that for no reason. But that's not the end of it. But like, yo, dude, you can't be talking this reckless about somebody who got you a ring. Like, I hate to do that because you was on the team. And you was an integral part. But you by yourself were not even sniffing the playoffs. And you not really showing any thankfulness or appreciation for that. You ain't got to get on your hands and knees and, like, kiss the ground that LeBron walks on. But you got to go, hey, man, that was one of my best teammates, one of my best talented teammates.
All hail King James. You ought to bow and kiss what will be the fourth ring after they just the Miami Heat off in Game 3 and Game 4. It's going to be a lot of this. It's starting to come off like it's going to be dustpan and broom action. You hear me? In layman terms, that means that it's looking for a sweep. See Kyrie, let me go ahead and take it. Let me go ahead and take it right here because you being way too nice. Like, I would like for people to, like, understand that no, LeBron James has never missed the playoffs outside of his rookie year. All right? And no team that LeBron James has ever been on has been in the NBA lottery for the following season. So what I'm pretty much, you know what I'm saying, going on to say is that LeBron has been that dude for quite some time. And it's very difficult for me to really, like, just accept the fact that, again, you said that if you know what I'm saying, you were going to, like, send some shots at somebody, you have no problem name dropping. It's like, bro, you keep spinning the block, but you not hitting your target. It's like your ops are not even worried about you. They might see you in your little car, like limo tent. They know that it's you. They not even worried about you. They not even returning them shots. So just chill out. You know what I'm saying? I really can't wait until the Nets play the Lakers this upcoming season because Kyrie going to do the same type of shit that people used to do to Kobe. When you sit there and come out your mouth as if, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got no respect for yourself or your team, when I catch you, I promise you, I'm going to hang 50 on you. That's the same shit that Kobe told Kyrie when Kyrie was like 18, coming straight out of Duke in the Olympics or whatever it was, talking about Kobe cannot guard me. He said, you're not going to lock me up. And I just want the people to know that Kyrie lost that little bet that they made for that one-on-one game. And in the following season when the Cavaliers played the Lakers, I want to say Kobe dropped like 50 on Kyrie and them.
And
it's highlights.
When they played one-on-one. Because they made sure to clear
and
out.
Kobe
Kyrie
locked
got Kobe
his
one-on-one.
Up.
And Kobe got
Kobe
a block.
Kobe locked his
yeah.
ass up.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the Lakers play the Nets next season. Kyrie talking. Keep on talking.
Even as you say that, I don't feel bad, as I'm about to say. Kyrie, you could have played LeBron in the playoffs. But your team got booted out that season. Either that or you weren't healthy one way or the other. But the Cavs made it to the Eastern and the finals. Where was y'all? Where was the Celtics? They was waiting for you to get off the team. That's why they got further the next year. Like, you can't be talking about you. It's even worse than I'm talking about. I finally looked up and saw somebody else that can make the shot. Hey, Kyrie, it's crazy that you say that, but, like, Jason Tatum making a whole bunch of shots when you're not on the court. I don't know if you noticed that. But Jason Tatum hit crazy shots. Like, they lost that last series, but I don't know. Matt, did you see all the shots that Jason Tatum would hit when two people was in front of his face and he needed a three, and he still got that three?
I just want to piggyback off of a point that you made. He spent last year with the Celtics. The Celtics, you know, made the Eastern Conference Finals last year, didn't they? Didn't they make it last year and they lost to Milwaukee?
No, that was the year before.
The year before, cool.
Semifinals, yeah.
The semifinals, okay, cool. And they made the Eastern Conference Finals this year.
I
want to say that, like, you didn't leave on good terms with anybody in that Celtics organization.
Nobody in the building was. Yo, how you hate? How
nobody,
everybody got beat?
There were no tears shed when, you know, you requested at a Boston. It's almost like, you know, Danny Ainge and them got on the phones as quick as they could to try to get a package deal for you to get you the hell up out of Massachusetts. You just cannot be sitting there, like, you know, bloviating and berbering that you are that guy when your track record just does not prove that you are that guy.
Have you no shame? Like, have you no shame? No kind of, like, sense of reality? You really just out here still talking? Like, nobody kicked you off their team twice.
And let me just say this. Let me just say this right now. I hope that nobody, you know, wants to be a damn fool and just, like, you know, crown the Brooklyn Nets as, you know, representatives of the Eastern Conference next year's finals. I'm sorry, like, you going to give Miami their respect until somebody knocks them off next year, if somebody knocks them off. You are not going to overlook Boston for continually improving. I feel like, you know, the fix is in on the Bucks. We will get into that a little bit later. I'm not really too swayed on the Philadelphia 76ers, even with, you know, Doc Rivers, you know, coaching, taking, you know, that head coaching job there, because it just is what it is with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid to this point. Joel can't seemingly stay healthy. Joel can't seemingly, you know, keep his focus. Joel just play too freaking much, if we're just being honest. And Ben Simmons, it's like, really, bro, if you don't, you know, get a respectable jump shot, you know what I'm saying, you really just will be, like, irrelevant, you know, when it definitely matters most. You'll be just like Giannis. You can do all you want to do in the regular season, but when the game slows down in the postseason, you are going to be greatly compromised. That's just the fact, so... and then you'll have, you know, the Brooklyn Nets somewhere in, you know, that fifth to eighth spot. Do not.
That team, with five coaches? That team with five coaches?
Yeah, do not sit there and be naive, y'all, to just say that Kyrie's coming back healthy and Kevin Durant is coming back healthy. So off the strength of that, they should, like, be heavily favored to win the East next year. Nope, I'm not buying it. So please don't do that.
That's a weird thing. Would you want to be on that team?
I didn't hear you say it again.
Would you want to be on that team with Kyrie and KD?
No, and I tell you why, because I feel like they're gonna really, like, underachieve.
No, I tell you this right now. If I'm on that team and I'm any kind of good, and either one of them say something sideways, like, you know, we can't do it all. Like, we can do it some, but we got to rest. We got to go to. I know somebody gonna make a statement. Like, we got to be on the bench sometimes. We can't help what happens. You know, when coach takes us out of the game. Listen. I truly don't believe Kyrie can fight. I truly believe Kevin would talk like he can fight, but I don't think Kevin can fight either. So let me see anybody 6'2", 6'3", I will dog the both of you. I look at it like, listen, y'all can talk however y'all want. This ain't a podcast right here. This ain't Twitter right here. You ain't on a fake account. KD, you better not say nothing too reckless. Kyrie, your face will be flatter than you think the earth is. I ain't got time for it. Because they like to throw a whole bunch of shots.
There's going to be a hell of a lot of burner accounts this year. If they fall short of anything less than being, you know, Eastern Conference champions,
it's
going to be a hell of a lot of burner accounts.
They better be number three in the Eastern Conference at least. And then they better get Eastern Conference champs.
That's being generous. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not finna overlook Miami. I'm not finna overlook Boston.
Oh, it don't matter what we think. It don't matter what
Milwaukee.
We think. Because in reality, I don't think they're a top three team, but they better come out and play like a top three team because they got top three talent. Spencer Dinwiddie is nice. They got some other people on that team who's nice.
They'll get some dubs, but, you know, what seemingly was an aforementioned thought was, like I already commented and told you, I said, well, it's great that you can look up at a muff, you know, and say he can get the same shot that I can, but what you failed to mention was that you can't really look up and see that that's a muff that can lead. Because
Kyrie
can keep
lead.
No, you haven't proven that you can do that shit.
Kyrie think he can lead?
Second time out, let's go to commercial break right quick. You haven't been able to do that. When you were in positions to show that you were that guy in Cleveland, like I said, G, lottery picks. If you are that guy, how is your team in the lottery? The Boston Celtics made it to the Eastern Conference semifinals the year that you were hurt with, like, bruised thighs and knees and being frivol and fragile and all that, just for them to make it Eastern Conference finals this year. And then it's like you get anointed as, like, this savior of the Brooklyn Nets. You crying for somebody to come and play with you. You and Kevin Durant say that y'all have been wanting to play with each other for a long time, cool. I'm telling you, man, it's not going to go how y'all think it's going to go.
No,
they don't even mesh that way. Their games
not
do not mesh that way.
That's not going to happen. I can't believe they said that. That's really not going to happen like that. Because it's funny, but you know what Kyrie reminds me of? Imagine Chris Paul, but take that leadership and turn it into talent.
Straight up.
That's it.
I pause that right quick. We got somebody to tap in with us right now. Let's see who this is if they want to contribute to the conversation.
What's going on?
Right,
can you hear me?
Matty M. Stack. Who is this?
Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm definitely a diehard Lakers fan all day, every day. I bleed purple and yellow.
We getting on Kyrie and them comments that he made, taking shots at LeBron James. You know, let us know what your thoughts are. You know, he tried to say he wasn't shooting at LeBron James, but clearly, like, who else would you have been talking about? And particularly for the timing of these comments, who else would you have been talking about when he said that this is the first time in his career that he's been able to look at a player like Kevin Durant and respect and admire that he's able to get the same kind of shot and create the same kind of plays and opportunities that Kyrie feels he can?
Well, Well, of course he's talking about King James, because at the end of everything, I got to say it, this is the most weirdest year of sports has ever been with this bubble situation. Everybody, the artists and hip-hop and NBA, they go together. And the biggest thing about hip-hop, you do subliminals. That's why you got people like Royce the 5'9". When you talk about his name on a record or talk about remotely in the vicinity, he get on a record of body. Well, the performance that LeBron James has been playing on throughout this whole playoff series, you know, the season is shortened. It's kind of like when they had the NBA lockout many years ago when Tim Duncan and David Robinson won it. It's hard to be with a major MVP Hall of Famer and not hate on him. And I feel like it would just straight up hate, you know, for real, to be honest with you. It's strange what time we're living in, but at the end of everything, Kobe just died. You know, when Kobe died, that changed the whole face of the organization. They never had a major. It wasn't like Wilt Chamberlain or Magic Johnson. It was like our Michael Jordan. You know, I'm 42 now. You know, when I seen Bird, Magic, and all them guys play, it was a different type of game. But with the adaptations of the new fouling, the spinning of the three-point line, and the way that the game moves with the shot clock era, everything is more microwave. So when you got somebody who's stood the test of time, they've been on several major ball clubs and teams, and he's setting the tone for the whole NBA. He put the NBA on his back, and he took the three hardest markets in the NBA to play is Miami, New York, and Los Angeles, because these are major markets on an economic level. So the only thing that they have is basketball. Those three markets are really not big in football. So all they got to stand on really is basketball. And I'm taking nothing away from the LA Dodgers and the New York Yankees and the rest of the like Marlins, but I'm telling you right now, it's a special time in sports because the hip hop industry isn't able to make and generate revenue. So all they got to do is look around the league and find who's the biggest target of bullseye and put their energy on that. So I feel like that what he said was wrong. I feel like it was dirty. And the first thing about it is, why y'all hating on the player when he's going to pass Michael? LeBron James is the only player walking this earth that can literally pass Michael Jordan when winning championships. Only person that beat him was Bill Russell. So I say they say that we in a real, real jacked up situation when our president caught the COVID. So it's everybody's funny, but even though it's funny, they still making money. So we got to make sure that we look at it as a political publicity stunt. That's how I feel about it. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I approve this message. I'm eager to hear what y'all have to say. Be back.
Street Fighter, you got anything to respond to that?
Slight confusion in general, but I'm more of a point where I just think Kyrie in general don't care about none of that because Kyrie wants to say what Kyrie wants to say. He wants to get his feelings out there, and he's proven as such. Because even when he said this, he felt like he didn't like how it was taken, so he said the media was taking this out of hand. Even though the media didn't ask him a question, he volunteered this information on the podcast that he decided to do with KD. Just like he always volunteers information that nobody actually has, and then if it doesn't get taken the right way, it's the media's fault. When he said he was talking to the kids on the Celtics team and he called LeBron and like apologized for all this other stuff and started to name drop, and that didn't get taken as well as he wanted. He said the media took that out of proportion. So it's always, I feel like, a Kyrie saying what he feels and feeling like people should agree with him or else it's them who didn't understand the subject matter. So all these other things going on are factual, but Kyrie usually doesn't take these things into consideration. Kyrie just cares about Kyrie, and when people don't agree with Kyrie, then they're wrong. He's right, and they just aren't ready to hear what he has to say. That's the only, which is why I don't really mess with Kyrie, because he'd be saying stupid stuff.
Even when all the way under the bus saying that, like, they really aren't going to have, like, a coach this year, I'm like, bro. I don't know, like, is it a thing where you're like, are you liking your feelings? Like, has, like, nobody's talking about you? Like, are these comments coming out because you know they're going to hit, you know what I'm saying, they're going to gain some type of traction, and then people are going to, like, have you at the topic, at the you know what I'm saying, the front of their conversations on, like, podcasts, the sports debate shows, talk shows, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you mad because ain't nobody's mentioning you? Ain't nothing to talk about. Your team is sitting at home watching my team in the playoffs. Like, just chill out. I promise you, like, you'll get your, like, 15 minutes of fame back when the season, you know what I'm saying, opens up next year. Like, but right now it ain't about you. I could have sworn he was that same player that got somewhere. I mean, it might have been Boston, where I think, like you said, Street Fighter, he actually had, like, rang LeBron and was like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, I really, like, didn't recognize how great of a person, a leader, and a player you were until I actually got on my own and understood, like, all of the stuff that you go through on a daily basis trying to, you know what I'm saying, galvanize a team. I could have sworn it was Kyrie that, like, had reached out to LeBron and said, I'm sorry, bro. Like, my bad. But now you shooting shots again because you butt hurt. I tell you what, LeBron can say that he's won rings without other play, without you. You can't say that you won a ring without him yet. So just calm that down, bro. That's it. That might be the only ring that you ever win in your professional NBA career. And guess what? If that is so happen to be true, nobody's ever gonna say that you were the sole reason why that, you know, you got that championship. They're always gonna harken back to LeBron. That's more LeBron's ring than what it'll ever be Kyrie's ring. You understand? Like, LeBron won that for Cleveland after like a 50-some year like sports drought of all of their major like professional sports teams that were void of championships. Come on, Kyrie, you sound like a hater, bro. Chill out. Chill out, but I still stick to my guns. When the Lakers play the Nets next season, I guarantee you LeBron is going to tell the coach, Frank Vogel, hey, bro, I got Kyrie. He's going to lock Kyrie's ass down. He's going to drop 50, you know what I'm saying, in the same motion. I guarantee you that. Guarantee you that. That's it. That's it. Get that hate out there.
Well,
right,
can I piggyback off of that?
If 2020 ain't taught us nothing, hey, man, we got to come together in these trying times. Get that hate out your heart, Kyrie. That's all I want to say, man. Go ahead, bro.
Well, the deal is, though, what people don't realize is LeBron James broke a lot of records, just like Kobe. He came into the league straight out of high school. So his major – right, but at the same time, normally you do the 4 years of college. But the time that he was in college, his college was – what they call is on-the-job training. Most people go to all these different certifications, but the people who actually have experience, but he's been around some of the best players forever, and he's given them a high level. So at the end of the day, and I love what you said, bro, if you're a D player, you can't talk about the A player. Until you get your grades up, then you can talk about the A player. But if your grade point average is low, Don't come to me with that nonsense. You're bringing the weakest game to the strongest. So I'm moving out the way, man.
That's it, man. Like, you know, you got some people that are very knee deep in their respective professions, LeBron James, and then you got other people that are still filling out applications that still are lining up. You know what I'm saying? Outside of, you know what I'm saying, you know what? I'm gonna stop. Go in on Kyrie, and I don't really want to do that, man. I really, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And that unemployment office, if you know what I'm saying, we want to use that analogy.
Man,
you hop,
hold on.
You're trying to make us believe that you are that guy. You just don't have the credentials to prove it, bro. You don't. You ain't never been in no MVP running. You ain't never been NBA All-First team. Come on now. Like, make it make sense, Kyrie. This is somebody that just does not exercise logic and rationale. That's what pisses me off. You said the earth was flat a couple of months ago. All right. That just disqualifies you out the gate, bro. I just would like to know, in what school did you come up in and notice on the globe that it was nothing short of a sphere that was, come on, bro. Come on now. Don't do that, bro. You ain't never heard of gravity, bro. Nah, you right. Something ain't right, bro. Something ain't right. I don't know what the hell going on. He act like he just mad because he ain't getting no attention. Get that hate out your heart. But I tell you what, keep on watching from the sideline like you have been doing ever since LeBron James left you. Because, never mind. Go ahead, man. Because I could keep going on Kyrie all night long.
The Kyrie thing bugs me because, honest to God, I'm really thinking about it. And, like, the only difference between him and Paul George may be 5 inches and that he got to play with LeBron. Like,
overrated.
Like, it's bad, man. Because, like, Kyrie, you had chances. I'm not going to lie. You had bad talent around you. But since you decided not to say anything about that to the main person who was up there, I can't give you credit for that. If you were the kind of player who's like, I guess Kawhi Leonard, you know, he used to be a good example. You just didn't say nothing to nobody. So all your feelings, you kept quiet. So I could hate that if you said something one time. You stay talking, but you never talk to people who could make change. You're always talking to the media. You always talking on social media. You never actually try to make change. You just try to guilt trip other people into doing something different. You never went to Brad Stevens personally and said, hey, I think we need to do this differently. You never went to Jason Tatum personally and said, hey, we need to do this. You never went to Dan Gilbert and said, hey, I think we need to do something about the talent here. I need help. LeBron may have done that.
Because he ain't got that kind of pull to do this. Kyrie ain't never had that kind of pull to make those type of suggestions.
But then
you want to
blame the media. But then you want to say it's the media making all of these. No, bro, it's you.
No, call a spade a spade.
What's it saying? You throw your bricks and hide your hands. You throw the bricks and hide your hands.
Come on now. Listen, if you got that thing on your hip and you know what I'm saying, you pull it, you better blow it. Kyrie the type of person,
amen,
man. Don't sit there and clutch it if you ain't going to blow it. If it come off your hip, you better blow it. Because if I get to mine before you get to yours, I'm going to blow you away, bro. Come on now. Don't do that. Don't do that. You sound like a hater, bro. That I'm going to tell you why the Brooklyn Nets might not even make the playoffs next year. Let me just tell you why. Because he's already getting off on the wrong foot. You done threw shots at LeBron James, and now you done came out and basically undermined Steve Nash. Like,
and the whole coaching staff. Man, talking about sometimes it may be me, sometimes it may be KD. Bro, don't nobody trust you to be a head coach. Because the only thing you want to do is you want to coach on the floor. You ain't trying to be the coach at practices. You ain't trying to be a coach on travel days. Nobody would trust you to schedule transportation. Mess around with you, somebody going to get an afternoon flight. Somebody going to get a morning flight. You're going to have to ask them, can we hold the game for a little bit? We had to pay for a private jet to get this place. Nah, son. Don't nobody trust you. Like, all you want to say is, you know, me and KP can lead a team on the court. No, you can't. You don't know what everybody else is good at. You know what you think everybody else is good at. I'm not going front. Like I said, I love DeAndre Jordan. I'm messing around with y'all. Y'all might try to actually write up some plays for DeAndre Jordan on offense. What are you doing? He's not your best center. Get out. Like, no. No. I wonder what it must be like to be so desperate for talent that you sign KD and, like, Kyrie. And you just have to ignore the fact those two are insane. Like, I love Kevin Durant as a talent, but if Kevin Durant would have looked me in my eyes and said, Kyrie needs to come with me, I need to talk to my owner and be like, I know you want those two, but look, I'm going to lose my job if I get those two. So can you just fire me now or let me find a way to work with the talent we got? Because we're not going to do what you want us to do with those two, and you're going to be mad at me because you can't get rid of them. So just let me work with what I got now or just fire me. Like, just let me find somebody else. You ain't finna get me played as a GM who couldn't win with these two talented players having me look stupid because they just gonna do something stupid. That's like how the Clippers. Yeah, the Clippers. Now, Doc Rivers looked kind of bad because he the coach who couldn't win with these two players when Paul George can't play in the playoffs and Kawhi Leonard can't play too many games in a row. So, like, what are we doing here?
It was up for Doc Rivers. You cannot have all of this talent and then just come up short.
And that's exactly how people gonna look at it. And you ain't gonna get me fired. You ain't gonna get me fired. That's all I'm saying. I looked at the owner and said, let me go now.
And for, you know, all of the NBA ball clubs that have been off for like 3 to 4 months with this COVID, and for everybody to come into that bubble who was playoff eligible to have a clean slate, bro, that's inexcusable, bro. Y'all choked.
Oh, they did.
And
but,
trust me, like, I would much rather take Kawhi Leonard and Paul George over Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. But that ain't nothing but a disaster, too.
I mean, would you rather have Joel Embiid over Paul George? Like, what's the difference there?
No, I wouldn't. I would not have Joel Embiid over Paul George. Because Joel Embiid, man, it's like a thing that they call heart. And
Paul
at
George
times, he just – hold on. And at times, he has – I feel like
Paul George
has way more often than what Joel Embiid do.
That's – hold on. Joel Embiid made
I was on record
finals.
Saying Joel Embiid was the best big man in basketball. I'm trying to go back and erase some of those podcasts right now as we speak because I have lost credibility in these streets, bro. You hear me?
I mean,
I've given up on Joel Embiid.
I don't feel like
none
it was too far off. He's just doing you dirty. I don't feel like it was too far off, though. He's just been doing you dirty as of late. But, you know, he's trying. He's trying.
You can't give me a full season, you know what I'm saying? Like, they say that he doesn't take his health and nutrition as serious. Clearly, when you can lose to a team and you want to go on social media and you want to make jokes and everything, that's not the kind of mentality that I want what's supposed to be a franchise-altering player to have. Because if you are the player that I'm paying the most money and you're under, you know, producing, your temperament is going to trickle down to the rest of the people in my ball club. And if you think that losing to – who did they lose to in the first round? Who did they lose to? Miami. They lost to Miami. And for you to go and just, like – be like, you know what I'm saying, nonchalant, you cracking jokes. Like, nah, bro. I'm telling you, Philly is
smart. We're not talking about that.
Yeah, they made
it.
They made it because Ben Simmons got hurt, and Ben Simmons had put something on IG saying that he feels like it would have been a different outcome had he not gotten hurt.
I mean, no. But, like, then maybe they played the Celtics.
He said no.
Yeah, no. They didn't ran this story enough. Them getting Al Horford was the death knell for this team. If they had Jimmy Butler, it'd be a different result. But that's not here nor there.
Hey, no, the whole sidebar. Do you follow All the Smoke with Stack and Matt Barnes?
Not for a minute. I watched a couple episodes, though.
All right, so I'm going to just keep this brief. So I want to say that I just was scrolling on Instagram and I seen a post that J.J. Redick has been a guest on their show apparently, and in regards to how he feels about, I guess, the acquisition of Doc Rivers and the state of the Philadelphia 76ers, and I quote, J.J. Redick says that, they effed up not bringing me back.
Yeah.
In regards to
definitely.
76ers.
That didn't make any sense that they didn't bring him back. I was like, I hate to besmirch legends, but like Elton Brand don't seem like a good GM to me so far. None of the decisions he made really. I do like that they brought back Tobias Harris. But that you paid Tobias Harris more money than Jimmy Butler was offered seems stupid. That you offered Al Horford money at all.
Considering where Jimmy Butler is at right now.
Stupid.
Yeah, considering where Jimmy Butler is at right now. Yeah,
and they're stuck with Al Horford. They're stuck with old.
And that was a bad move out the gate. I don't know why he really went out their way to acquire Al Horford, but I digress. It couldn't have been me. It couldn't have been me. That would have been a decision. That would have been an acquisition that I would have made if I was just really needing to fill out my roster.
My order flat out would have been Jimmy Butler comes back, J.J. Redick comes back, Tobias Harris comes back.
they would have been Jimmy Butler. People like J.J. Redick would have been priority. People that can shoot and get their own baskets and that can contribute on the defensive side of the ball, they would have been priority.
And that can space the floor for a team that needs floor space.
Yes.
Now y'all looking stupid because you got Al Horford shooting threes. You got Al Horford out there shooting threes.
Limited.
Okay. Okay.
Come on now. Come on, word.
Al Horford.
Word.
Al Horford might really be their second best 3-point shooter. Now, that's depressing.
Word. All right, so let's try to, you know, let's recap game two. How do you feel about the comparisons of LeBron and AD being the second coming of Shaq and Kobe?
It's kind of weird. It's an interesting dynamic because in that original Shaq and Kobe dynamic, Kobe Bryant was the surprisingly athletic, not surprisingly, but he was a superior athlete, dynamic player who was also a pretty good shooter. And Shaq,
that was
a
raw
physically
Kobe.
Dominant, just
yeah, Shaq
beast
was just
of
different.
A player who
was
Shaq
also
was an athletic
yeah.
beast. And now
Shaq
it's
is on
kind
my
of
personal Mount Rushmore.
The same. It's kind of a flip situation, weirdly, where Anthony Davis, the big, is the kind of athletic. Surprisingly athletic, pretty good shooter player of the pair, and LeBron James is the physically dominant specimen of the group who is also still athletic, but like every play, regardless of basically who he'd have on the floor, I'm pretty sure LeBron James is the biggest overall player on the court. Unless it's somebody on the Lakers team like Dwight Howard or JaVale McGee, LeBron James is usually the biggest player on the court, up and down the floor. He's the strong,
the best player. Mm-hmm.
There's definitely that. And it's just, it's an interesting dynamic because it's not exactly like how it used to be. And I think it may be the Laker fan in me. I don't want to say they're the next Kobe and Shaq because I don't feel like that. Maybe numbers would say
neither do
I. Somebody from a neutral standpoint would say differently. But Kobe and Shaq, maybe they were together longer. Maybe I just more used to it. But people basically do. Like, they had little clips about it. You know, what do you do to beat Kobe and Shaq when that combo's coming to your court? People be like, I hope they don't get off the bus. I hope one of them's sick. I hope some bad.
Because other than that, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're going to have a hell of a long night when both of them are on the court. So it's nothing that you'd be able to do. And like you said, I don't take nothing away from LeBron and AD. I just feel like it's different. You give Shaq and Kobe their respect for the obvious reasons, and you give AD and LeBron their respect, but it's just it's different. I haven't really watched LeBron and AD and Shaq and Kobe or what come to mind. I think people say that because they feel like this is the first time that the Lakers have had, like, two, like, all-world players on the same team since, you know, Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah, and one's
like that's
technically
where a, lot of
a guard forward, and the other one's a big.
Right. But, you know, both of these players are just great in their own right. It was dope to see Rajon Rondo actually hitting some threes. It was dope to see that Dwight Howard was very active, and, you know, you can tell he's playing motivated and inspired. Definitely, man. I tell you what, the Miami Heat, if they want to make it a series, they better win game three, because if they don't win game three, I would be willing to bet that it's going to result in dustpan and broom action. And, you know, LeBron will get his fourth ring, and you're going to have more people like Kyrie finding more reasons to hate rather than, you know, congratulating and appreciating. So they better win game three, otherwise they're getting swept.
Did you see the report where it said only 81% of NBA fans are saying that this NBA Finals is, like, boring and it doesn't count?
Listen, man, I tell you what I told Wood. We were speaking about this, like, same topic off air. You can only play who they put on the court. And I actually, you know, correlate that to this, like, you know, greatest of all time discussion, who's played tougher, stiffer competition, who's had the more difficult path of prominence and all that. You can only play who they put on the floor. Nobody wishes injuries and ailments upon anybody, but, hey, everybody was sitting there comparing the, you know, Heat to, like, the 0-1 Lakers for that playoff run that kind of went on this year, just blowing everybody out the water and stuff. And now you've gotten to the NBA Finals. You get your props, you know. We salute you for coming to the LeBron James Invitational. But, hey, there go the King on the other side of that, on the opposing team. Y'all know what he brings. Y'all know what AD brings. It just might be a thing where I'm starting to believe that what Paul Pierce had said just might be true. This new generation of NBA players might just be scared of LeBron. They get to LeBron and they just choke. Why, I do not know, but that just is becoming more and more apparent as, you know, this NBA Finals continues to go on.
My two things is, the one thing is, it seemed like a lot more people were interested in the finals when it was like, I saw a picture shared, like, y'all saying it's boring now, but y'all was interested, and it was when Warriors were playing Cavs, but on the left was Steph, Clay, and KD, picture shown, and on the right was LeBron, Kyle Korver, and Tristan Thompson. Everybody was interested in those finals. Everybody was here for them finals. Y'all had a whole different type of energy when it was like that. That's cool.
Hey, what did we say, man? Like, if we, you know, weren't reduced to the bubble, this would be a more compelling series, if not for what goes on the actual playing surface. Definitely for the livelihood and interest in Miami and L.A. respectively. So that might have some people that, you know, feel a little bit, you know, bothered by, you know, this finals. It's boring because LeBron is just kicking their ass and it's not really a competition and all that other stuff. So you just got people hating from all walks of life on LeBron, and it's really pathetic. It really is pathetic. So I'm just waiting on, you know, my team to dust off the Miami Heat in game 3 and then going on in game 4 and watching all that purple and gold confetti flying from the Raptors and everything. And I would just love to see who's going to actually take it upon themselves to have the balls to come out and ridicule LeBron and undermine his championship first. I got some candidates. I feel like Skip is going to find a way to say that LeBron isn't deserving of this ring, or he's going to find a way to, like, not acknowledge this ring, because he's already coming out talking about this is the easiest path to an NBA championship LeBron has ever had. I swear I cannot wait for LeBron to retire so that he can address people like Skip and Kyrie in a docuseries, a movie, a podcast, whatever a book, whatever he chooses to do. But, so, you know, the Lakers are up right now, and the Miami Heat, they better win game 3 if they want to make it a series. Otherwise, they ass is getting swept into the dustpan and then to the trash can, and then I'm going to take it out and wait for the trash man to come pick it up. Yeah, boy.
Gotta go. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell up out of here.
You damn right. So, man, as always, bro, you know, it's a pleasure, you know, rocking out with you and stuff. They definitely had to touch on a few things before, you know, they just became kind of like yesterday's paper. So, definitely appreciate you, man. You know, we'll be back after game 3, after, you know, our team wins, and then it will be celebratory going into game 4, because, like I say again, Miami Heat wants to make this a series. They better win game 3. If not, they getting swept, dusted off. So, Street Fighter, take us out, man.
Let's come on, somebody. We here in the late nights, too, people. You know, we got some afternoons, we got some early mornings, and we got some late nights. Always be ready for us to pop up, you know, call in, just like we had a visitor today. Next time it could be you.
And we kicking those down. We not ringing doorbells. We kicking those down. That's what we doing.
Don't be scared to join in the conversation.
You know what it is. Word. Hey, man, that's what it is, man. Matty M's a Street Fighter. We tapping out, man. Church.
Preach.